Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. And this hadith is a part of a very lengthy hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives his advice to his companion Abu Dharr. He mentions a lot of things to this companion Abu Dharr and gives him a lot of advice. A part of that hadith is something related to the etiquettes of knowledge. And the Prophet said the following: O Abu Dharr, when you are asked about something of which you have no knowledge, say, I do not know, and you will be saved its repercussions. Right? So a lot of times, we're asked something, but we don't know the answer to it. Right? But we don't want to seem ignorant, so we make up an answer. Or we kind of beat around the bush, so don't really say, I don't know, but at the same time, don't answer the question. Right? So what the Prophet says, it's the best thing to do in this situation is simply say, I don't know. The Prophet then continued and said, and do not give verdicts about that which you do not know, and you will be saved from the chastisement of Allah on the day of resurrection. So not only does it have worldly repercussions, answering a question one does not know about, but in the hereafter as well, one would be punished for trying to answer something one does not know about. And this is especially true about religious questions. If somebody is asked advice or asked a question about something religious, it's best just to say, I do not know. In the same vein, and echoing the same theme, Imam Ali has been reported to have said, the scholar, the alim, the one who has true knowledge, never feels ashamed to say, I have no knowledge about this. When he does not know something, he should simply say, I do not know. This is one of the true signs of the true scholar and the true person with true wisdom and true knowledge. Conversely, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam condoned the person who tries to answer each and every question that he's asked. Imam Sadiq says, verily, the one who answers every question posed to him is insane. The word that the Imam uses is La Majnoon, he is crazy, he is insane. Nobody can know every answer to every question, a normal person, barring the Imams alayhi wasalam. Right? They have knowledge of everything, of course, that God Almighty has told them about. But aside from these individuals, right, if somebody, is a normal human being and has, not immaculate and not infallible, if he's asked something, it's not necessary for him to answer each and every question that he's asked. Imam Sadiq also said the following: when a knowledgeable person is asked about something he does not know, he should say, Allah knows better. And none but a knowledgeable man will say that. Right? So this is one of the etiquettes of knowledge that has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad and also his successors, Na'ima alayhimussalam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of not answering every question that one is asked, and also the virtue of saying, I don't know, when asked a question one does not know the answer about. In the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his successors, the A'imma alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد